Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. It's really good to be back here this evening, this Saturday evening, to continue in the Song of Songs, or the Song of Solomon, as it is well known. We are now in chapter 4 of the Song of Solomon. We are going to continue in this love story, the love story of Jesus and the church. We are giving God thanks that our Lord loves us so much that He's always calling us into a deeper relationship with Him. But before I begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We just thank you for your great love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. Thank you, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, for the sacrifice that you have made for us. And thank you that today, O God, we can have access to your throne room through your precious blood. So we give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you for your words, your instructions of righteousness that you have left for us, so that we can know how to walk in this present world. So we just thank you again for your words which will come forth this evening. And we pray that the hearts of your people will be blessed. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we are continuing in chapter 4 of Song of Solomon. And verse 1 said, "Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead." The bridegroom, our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking to his bride, the church. He's emphasizing her beauty and his love for her. He tells her that she has eyes only for him. She has dove's eyes. And the doves can only see straight. They don't have any peripheral vision. So what this word is saying, that we as the church of God are to look steadfastly on Jesus, not to be distracted with the things of this world. So Jesus was here emphasizing the beauty of the church and how he loves her. He tells her that she has eyes only for him, dove's eyes. Now focused on Jesus and Jesus alone. The covering of the church is intact because they are unified at a high place in Christ. So we see here that he describes the church like a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead. And the flock of goats, they are always unified, moving together at a high place. At a high place. We are to be at that high place in Christ Jesus. And when we are unified as the body of Christ, we are at a high place, because we will be moving towards the same goal. Our mission will be the same. We will be on the same page and we will look good. The world will see Christ in us and come to glorify him. So we want to be unified in Christ and staying at that high place in him. Thy teeth are like a flock of sheep that are even shorn, which came up from the washing, whereof everyone bear twins, and none is barren among them. The bridegroom still speaking. The bridegroom continues to describe the bride, the church. He spoke of the togetherness of the church, which makes her so beautiful. And she has kept herself pure and has become fruitful. So we want to continue to be that body that will keep ourselves pure, keep ourselves unspotted from the world, and becoming fruitful, bearing much fruit. The desire of our Lord Jesus Christ is for us to bear much fruit, For he said, that is how his Father is glorified, when we bear much fruit. So we want to bear the fruit of the Spirit. We want to have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance. We want to bear all the fruit of the Spirit, not only some, but all. We want to bear much fruit. So we see here where the Lord is commending the church, calling her beautiful, pure, and fruitful. We want to be in that place of fruitfulness in the kingdom of God. Verse 3 of Song of Solomon, chapter 4, thy lips are like a thread of scarlet, and thy speech is comely. Thy temples are like a piece of pomegranate within thy locks. The bridegroom, the Lord Jesus, still speaking to the church and saying that her speech, the speech from the bride, the church, is filled with grace, and her countenance is beautiful inside her covering. People of God, let us stay in the covering. Let us stay in that close relationship with Jesus. And when we are in that secret place, our beauty will be seen. Our beauty will be seen. The world will see Christ in us and come to glorify him. So we see here where the Lord Jesus Christ, he says, commending the church that her speech, the words from her mouth, is filled with grace, and her countenance is beautiful. She's beautiful. When you look on the bride, she's beautiful inside her covering. So we have to stay inside the covering of our Lord Jesus Christ, so our beauty will illuminate. Verse 4 of chapter 4 of Song of Solomon. Thy neck is like the Tower of David, builded for an armory, whereon there hung 1,000 bucklers, all shields of mighty men. The bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, continues to describe the bride, the church, as strong-willed and well-fortified. When the will of the church is lost in the will of God, the church has become well-equipped, armored to serve. We as the church of God need to allow our will to be lost in the will of Jesus Christ. We need to yield to the Holy Spirit power in our lives. And as we yield, our will be lost in his will. And we will be the church that has become well equipped, armored, and ready to serve him in whatever capacity he has called us to serve. So we want to be that great church that surely show forth the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ by being completely lost in his will, so that his perfect will be done in our lives. His words remind us not to be conformed to the world, Romans 12:2, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we will know what is good and the acceptable and the perfect will of God. So we need our will to be lost in his will, so that we can know that we are operating in his perfect will. Verse 5 of Song of Solomon, chapter 4. Thy two breasts are like two young roes that have twins, which feed among the lilies. And this is now showing, people of God, the nurturing qualities of the church. We are called to nurture. We are called to build up. We are called to be that house of mercy where people can run and find mercy and find God's grace among his people. So the nurturing qualities of the church and the unity among her is pure and beautiful. She feed among the lilies. The lily is beautiful and pure. So the unity among her is pure and beautiful. Verse 6 of Songs of Solomon, chapter 4. Until the day break and the shadows flee away, I will get me to the mountain of myrrh and to the hill of frankincense. The bride, the church, is now speaking. She has purpose in her heart to persevere, even when it is dark, until the light break through. People of God, sometimes we can't even see. We don't know. We don't understand. But we still have to persevere, knowing that Jesus Christ is our vision. He is able to help us. He can see for us. So we need to persevere. And that is really an act of faith, when we are persevering even when we don't see, when it is dark, when there is darkness all around us and we can't see our way through. We don't know where it is coming from. We don't understand even where we're going from here. But we know that we serve an almighty God, an omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent God who knows everything. So even when it's dark, we can still persevere until the light break through. So we must be people of hope. We must walk each day with expectation that the light will break through. God is God, and He is always faithful. And that she will get to that place. So the church purpose in her heart, that she will get to that high place of complete surrender. And that's where we are supposed to reach, people of God. We are to strive to reach to that high place of complete surrender, complete obedience to our King, dying to self, and to give wholehearted worship to God. He's calling us to wholehearted worship. Our praise and worship should be like incense to God, a sweet smelling savor. We need to be people who are true, who have become true worshipers, who will worship God in spirit and in truth. So we have the purpose in our hearts to seek after Him and to come to that place of true worship. Verse 7 of chapter 4. Thou art all fear, my love. There is no spot in thee. The bridegroom, the Lord Jesus, is now saying to the bride, the church, that she is beautiful and that there is no blemish. There is no sin in her. We want to be people who are walking in holiness, who are walking in righteousness. We want to be that church, as Paul spoke of in Ephesians 5:27, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So we want to be that church that is so beautiful to our Lord, without spots, without blemish, without sin. We want to walk free from sin. God hates sin, and we want to hate what He hates, and we want to love what He loves. So we want to come back into that love relationship with our Lord, loving Him again and walking in true holiness. For His word said, without holiness, no man shall see God. So we want to see Him high and lifted up. We want to see Him in all His glory. Bless the Lord. Verse 8 of Song of Solomon, chapter 4. Come with me from Lebanon, my spouse, with me from Lebanon. Look from the top of Amana, from the top of Shemir and Hermon, from the lion's den, from the mountains of the leopard. The Lord Jesus, the bridegroom, is calling the bride, the church, to to come away with him. Come away. To come into sweet fellowship with him. Come from the cold and the dangerous world system that the bride is becoming a part of. Come away from the world. That's what Jesus is calling the church of God. Come away and don't allow the world system to hold you in its grip. Come to Jesus. Come. He's calling. He's inviting the bride to come into that deep fellowship with him. So the Lord is calling us, the church of God, to come away with him. Come, come, come from the world and its system that has held the church captive. And come away with our Lord Jesus Christ, our bridegroom. He's calling us to that high place in him, that high place of love, of trust, of being unified with him, walking in partnership with him, loving him again with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. Verse 9 of Songs of Solomon, chapter 4. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. Thou hast ravished my heart with one of thine eyes, with one chain of thy neck. The bridegroom, the Lord Jesus, is telling the bride, the church, that she has captured his heart. That she has captured his heart with just one look at him. With just one look. With just a part of her surrendered will. People of God, we want to capture the heart of Jesus when we have eyes for him and him alone. We want to surrender all, knowing that he is our God, our protector, our provider, our sustainer. We want to put our trust completely in him, relying upon him. So we want to capture his heart. As the word said here, the church has now captured his heart. With just one look, we want to gaze at him. We want to gaze in his face. We want to come to that place of intimacy, church of God. And that gaze is a place of intimacy. We don't just look and turn away, but we gaze on him. That's a time of intimacy. He's calling us back into intimacy. He's calling us back to that deep place in him. He's calling, but we have to answer that call by responding to him, and find ourselves in that secret place with him. We want to turn to Hebrews 2:11. It said that for both he that sanctified and they which are sanctified are all one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. So he, Jesus, who sanctifies, and we who are sanctified are all one. So he's calling us into that oneness, that deep relationship with him, so that we can now walk in complete fellowship with him, loving him again with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength. We want to love Jesus with everything in us. Verse 9 of Song of Solomon, chapter 4. Thou hast ravished my heart, my sister, my spouse. Thou hast ravished my heart with one of thine eye, with one chain of thy neck. So we see here that we have captured his heart with just one look, we have captured his heart, and we have now surrendered our will to him. Verse 10, how fair is thy love, my sister, my spouse, How much better is thy love than wine, and the smell of thine ointment than all spices. The bridegroom is still speaking to the bride, telling her how beautiful she is, and that he esteemed her love for him than any refreshment, and her fragrance or her aroma of her perfume, and that perfume of her worship, the aroma of her worship, he esteemed it more than spices. So more than anything else that we said we want to bring to Jesus, he esteemed our worship more than that. Sometimes we come and we say we give in to Jesus our possession and all these things. But Jesus is seeking for true worshipers. The word of God tells us in John 4 that the time has come when the Father is seeking for true worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. So the Lord is calling us back to that place again. This is the first and the great commandment, that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. He's calling us back into that deep place of worship, worshiping him in spirit and in truth, and living a lifestyle of worship. We want to be people who are true worshipers, who will worship our King in spirit and in truth. Can you imagine? The Lord is seeking. He's seeking for true worshipers. And I pray that when he comes to us and when he sees us gather, even at the church, when we gather from day to day, that he will find true worshipers among us. So we want to be people who will worship God in spirit and in truth. Verse 11 of chapter 4. Thy lips, O my spouse, drop as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under thy tongue, and the smell of thy garment is like the smell of Lebanon. The bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, still speaking to the bride, the church, telling her that the words from her mouth are sweet and filled with sustenance, filled with encouragement and praise. So the words from the mouth of the church is now bringing glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The church is now smelling like the field wherein she's spending her time. She now shows that she's actively working in the vineyard. She's actively going forth, witnessing as she's called to be a witness. So the Lord is commending the church that her words are now sweet and filled with sustenance. Her words are filled with grace. What the church is now speaking is words of grace and peace and love. The church is now smelling like the field wherein she's spending her time. She now shows that she's actively working in the vineyard, bringing forth souls into the kingdom. Verse 12 of chapter 4. A garden enclosed is my sister, my spouse. A spring shut up, a fountain sealed. The bridegroom still speaking to the bride, the church, that she's set apart and completely sustained and sealed. And we know the word of God tells us in Ephesians 1:13 that we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So we want to know who we are in Christ Jesus. And we want to know that we are set apart and completely sustained by him. He is our sustainer. Verse 13, 14 and 15, I'll read together. Thy plants are an orchard of pomegranate with pleasant fruits. Campfire with spikenard and saffron, calamus and cinnamon, with all trees of frankincense, myrrh and aloes, with all the chief spices, a fountain of garden, a well of living water, and streams from Lebanon. The bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, is commending the church on her fruitfulness and the fragrance of her involvement in the work of the kingdom. She has produced well and has stayed in close relationship with her bridegroom, who is the living water. So her work is always productive. People of God, He's calling us into that close relationship with Him so that we will be people who are always productive in whatever we do. It will bring forth good results. Verse 16 of chapter 4. Awake, north wind, and come thou south. Blow upon my garden, that the spices thereof may flow out. Let my beloved come into the garden and eat his pleasant fruits. The bride, the church of God, is calling for the Holy Spirit, the Ruah, to blow upon her, that she will go forth and flavor the world with the gospel. And she is inviting the bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come into his garden, the church, and have his way among her. People of God, the bride, the church is calling. The bride is calling for the Holy Spirit to blow upon her. We need the Holy Spirit. We need him to empower us to go forth with power and to spread the good news that Jesus saves. Let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's inviting us. The bridegroom Jesus Christ is calling us to come into fellowship with him, so that we will be courageous people to go forth and to tell the world that Jesus Christ is the answer. He saves. So let us come. Let us come to that place of deep fellowship with him and allow the Lord Jesus Christ to come into his garden, the church, and have his way among us. We want him to have his way among us. Not our way, Lord. Your way, Jesus. Not our will, but let your perfect will be done in the lives of your people. We need the Holy Spirit. We need power so that we can be true witnesses. The word of God tells us that we must tarry at that place of praise, tarry at that place of worship, where we can be empowered with the Holy Spirit to go forth into the world and to be the witnesses that Christ has called us to be. We thank God for his word today, and we thank him that he's wooing us. He's calling us into that deep relationship with him. Let us answer. Let us respond to our Lord Jesus Christ as he invites us into that deep place of intimacy. God bless you here this evening. It's really a pleasure to bring forth this word, and I pray that we will be stirred up to seek the Lord with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. God bless you. Thank you for listening. I'm going to be closing in prayer. Father, we just thank you again for your word this evening. We thank you for the hearts of your people that have been receptive to your word. And we thank you for the change that is coming as we continue to seek after you. We praise and give you glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.